One of the great adventures that I've been able to undertake in my short life, one of the great privileges that I was able to experience, was to walk about 2 weeks of the Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James, which is really a whole system of walking trails that begin in all different parts of Spain and lead to Santiago, which is where St. James, the Apostle's remains, are located. So hundreds, thousands of people complete these pilgrimages each year, walking for anywhere from a week to 30 days on pilgrimage to get to see the remains of St. James. So you just go with your backpack, the clothes you have on your back, and another change there, and you wash your clothes in the sink every day and eat what you can find and make your way to St. James' remains. I did this with my good friend Matt, who is now a priest for the Diocese of Lincoln in Nebraska. And I remember one of the days, it was probably about, maybe we had 4 or 5 days left on the trail, so we were over halfway there. And it, for whatever reason, this day was just uphill, like the whole time. I think it was maybe only like a 6 or 7 mile day, so it was actually a pretty short day in comparison to the other distances that we were walking each day. But it, like, all of it was uphill, at least it felt like. And so you know how it is when you're walking up any hill. You know, you got your backpack on, you're kind of hunched over. You're on your toes, you're walking up this hill. And I remember very distinctly on the path that day, on the trail that day, each time that it seemed like we switched back, right, we changed directions going up this hill, I would look up, there'd be a big stone pillar with a crucifix on the top of it. A big stone pillar with the cross. And in fact, these crosses, these big pillars, mark the entire journey of the Camino de Santiago. They help people to know where to go. But on that uphill, they particularly have those very prominent, and they were very frequent as well. Today, on this Sunday, we exalt the cross. We lift high the cross. We glorify the cross because on the cross was won our salvation. As we heard in the gospel, God so loved the world that he sent his only Son into the world, not that we would be condemned, but that we would be saved through him. And it was on the cross that Christ's salvific action was accomplished. On the wood of a tree, the enemy was conquered. We'll hear that beautifully stated in the preface prayer that I'll chant during the Eucharistic part of the liturgy. We hear that the evil one, Satan, who conquered by a tree, would himself be conquered by a tree. What does that mean? Well, if we go all the way back to the beginning of the Bible, to the book of Genesis, how did sin and death enter into the world? Well, the evil one tempted Adam and Eve to eat from the tree, and so be disobedient to God. And in doing so, it seemed that the evil one had conquered. But in the fullness of time, we hear, of course, in the gospel that Jesus, in a complete and total act of loving obedience on a tree, would die and so bring life to the world, offering salvation to you and to me. And this is what we hear in our second reading, that Christ didn't regard equality with God something to be grasped, but he emptied himself and he became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And because of that, he's exalted. He's lifted up so that in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, every knee would bend to the glory of his name. That is what we are celebrating today, the exaltation of the cross, a feast that's so important that it takes over the normal Sunday prayers that we would typically have today. And so we exalt Christ's cross. We glorify him on it. The reality is, though, just like on the Camino de Santiago, just on that way that I was walking, each one of us runs into the cross an awful lot. Each one of you, each one of us, has a cross that we are called to bear, a cross that we have to suffer. We exalt Christ's cross, but what about your own cross? What about your own little bit of suffering that God is asking you to carry for him? Are you ashamed of the cross that you have to bear? Is it something that you bury down, that you can't talk about, that you can't ever really acknowledge? And please don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not trying to trivialize anybody's suffering, anybody's difficulties that they have in their life, because I know that there are many and that they are serious difficulties with family being estranged, difficulties with sickness, difficulties at work, lots of ways that we suffer. Can we see in the crosses that we bear a little share in the cross that Jesus bore for us? Because the reality is, our suffering, our cross, in an incredible and mysterious way, because it's a part of his cross, it also works for the salvation of the human race. Jesus has entrusted you with a share of his cross that's meant for the good of all people. And so can you look at your cross and recognize, okay, this is really, really hard, but this is what God wants me to carry, and I'm going to try to do so nobly and humbly, certainly seeking help where you need it, not allowing like unjust persecution or something like that go unnoticed or go unchecked, but to hold it in prayer and to offer it with the offering that Christ made. And so to unite it in his action of defeating the evil one by the wood of the cross. Again, I don't want you guys to be like going out there and like being like, my cross is worse than yours, you know. Like we don't want you guys to do that. But again, recognize with humility what it is that you have to bear. So just one other little note, a cool image, I think, from my time again overseas is that in a lot of the old churches of Europe, in front of the altar, where the sacrifice of the cross is represented, the floor where the priest stands is actually made of wood. They put two wooden boards down so that instead of standing on stone, the priest stands on wood to remind him of the wood of the cross, to remind him of the salvific action that he is representing, to perhaps even remind him of the own crosses that he has to bear and the ones that his parishioners have to bear. My prayer for each one of you is that you would be strengthened by the sacrifice of Christ so that you can carry and bear the cross that he's entrusted to you with great faith and with great humility. Let's take a moment now in silence to recognize the cross that the Lord has called us to bear, perhaps a handful of them, and to ask him for that grace, that in this Eucharist we would bear it well, for the salvation of the human race.